The best of Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
Time now to turn our attention to Reverend Shona. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ian. How are you this morning?
I'm good. All the better for seeing you this morning. What's happening?
Good to have you here. Cheerful.
I try my best. Even though it's early, it's all pretending.
As opposed to the usual chap who sits in that chair.
You don't say that, Simon.
It was implied.
We focus on the good.
Well, let's talk good stuff, Shona.
So on Tuesday, we had the excitement of going to Airlink's launch of its new aeroplane.
Yes.
The Embraer.
Yes.
E195-E2. I was told I had to give the official name by the way.
Okay.
And I was sitting in the cockpit, and in that cockpit, we could watch planes take off as well.
Yep.
At our Tambo. But I was sitting there wondering what it could teach me about life. And the first thing was untapped potential. That plane has the ability to fly, but not with me in the cockpit.
No.
Because I don't even know how to turn it on.
Well, actually, you could be in the cockpit. You could be in the jump seat watching.
I could, yes.
Yeah.
But not sitting where I was sitting in the pilot seat.
Fair enough.
And I thought about how many of us are walking around with gifts that we have that are untapped because we haven't taken the time, the energy, put the effort in to actually hone those gifts. And I thought, well, maybe we need to look at ourselves and see, is there some part of us that we're not developing that we should be? And actually using those gifts, because I think all our gifts are important and they're given to us for a reason. So we should be using them. So I thought the first thing was untapped potential. The second was positivity. I was watching those aeroplanes taking off and I then went and Googled it. 100,000 aeroplanes take off and land every single day in the world.
Wow.
And yet we focus on disasters. We never focus on how many actually take off and land safely.
Fair point.
And in our lives, do we focus on the little hiccups that come along, perhaps the big hiccups that come along, or do we focus on what goes right? And this morning we all got up, we're here, we're wide awake. It's positive. So let's focus on the positive today. The second is control and power and gentleness. So that aeroplane has tremendous power. If the pilots abuse that power, it might end in a disaster. In our lives, in our relationships, we all have power. And how are we using that power? And there's a wonderful definition that I absolutely love of gentleness. It's power under control.
Mm.
And so do we control our power in our relationships, in the way in which we deal with people on the roads, in our work, in our families? How are we controlling our power, or are we abusing that power? And then lastly, direction. If I could fly that plane and I took off and I didn't know where I was going, it would also be absolutely hopeless because I'd just fly around and around and come back. So we need goals in life. You need to know where you're going. You need that direction so that you go in some sort of direction and aim for it. One of my goals was to walk again after two major surgeries a few years ago. And on Sunday, I was able to walk. Simon actually cheated and ran the 5K. I walked the 5K.
And you still beat me.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely.
Shona's one of those power walkers.
Yes.
Absolute lies.
Do you have the stride?
Yes.
The whole hip and arms thing going.
I don't do that.
No, it was actually
I do walk quite fast.
There was a chap on the side. He raised the flag. You know, like they do at the Olympics when they cheat because they're actually running?
Yeah.
That's Shona.
Come on.
Not quite. And I do think Simon beat me by about an hour, but never mind. I managed to walk the 5K. And I think you have to have that goal. It was, I walked it relatively pain-free. There was some pain, but it also reminded me that you have to push through the pain. So when you want to achieve your goal, there will be obstacles in the way, there will be a bit of pain along the way, but have that goal and keep going and you will get there. So look at your untapped potential, stay positive, make sure you're using your power correctly, and have a goal in life, and you'll go far.
There you go. Nice positive messages this morning. Well wrapped up. I like the aviation theme.
Yes,
very
I knew
cool.
you would.
Especially
cool. with you sitting here.
Exactly. Reverend Shona, have a beautiful day. Thank you very much for the positive message this morning.
Thank you, and you too.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.